looking forward to Shabbos.
Okay.
It's so long, I don't remember where we left off. Anybody remember? What? Tzagvav Amud Aleph?
Yes.
The Mishnah?
Yes.
Okay. So start from the Chumash. Yaakov Avinu had a fight with the Malach, and the Malach broke his leg. So it says in the Chumash, that's why you're not permitted to eat the Gidon Asher. So we had already part of the story. There are two Gidim. There's the Gid HaPnimi and the Gid HaChitzon. There's one Gid that's further out towards the outside of the leg, the surface of the leg, the skin. And there's another Gid that's deeper in the middle of the leg. So the Gemara says, Men HaTorah, only the inner Gidon Asher is Asher, because it goes the whole length of the leg. The outer Gidon Asher is Asher Med Rabbanon. The Chumash describes the Gid HaNoshe with the Hey HaYediya. Gid HaNoshe is like HaGid HaNoshe. The Gid HaNoshe is the one that goes the whole length of the leg. And then the Gemara is going to say, Min HaTorah, only the actual Gid itself is also the Shuman HaGid. The fat that's on top of the Gid is Muta Min HaTorah. And that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. Rabbi Rabbuda, to what extent did they ask him in the Rabbanan? So the Mishnah here, Tzarek Vav Amin Aleph, says, HaNoitel Gid HaNoshe. When they trade with the behemoth, when they take out the Gid HaNoshe, Sachshitel as Kulo. The Rashi says this is Reb Meir. This is a Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. Reb Yudah disagrees. A lot of times they have Machlokes HaMeir Reb Yudah. They disagreed on a lot of things. So you have a Stam Mishnah as Reb Meir, and the next line is Reb Yudah. So Rashi writes, this is Reb Meir Shita. In the previous Mishnah, you have to cut out all the Shuman Agid, and you have to cut in the deep into the flesh. All the fat, midirabbanan, min haTorah, all the shemen agid is mutter. And Rabbi Yudah, mikadela kaima mitzvahs netilei, just midirabbanan, you cut off a little bit of shemen agid. You're not mukhayib to go deep in. It's just midirabbanan, a little chumah, not so much. Fine. The Gemara is going to discuss it some more. Then it says, v'ayta'ochem gid anoshe kezayis. Let's say you have a gid anoshe that's very big, and it has a few kezayis. So you only eat one kezayis. Let's say an animal drops dead, it didn't have any shechitin. All the flesh in the AMP is nevela. They never shechted it. So if you eat a kezayis of nevela, you get malchus. You don't have to eat the whole nevela. You don't have to eat the whole animal. So the same is true. You got to get an asher. Echam, you get an asher. Kezayis, sefer gabayim, you get malchus. Sefer gabayim, that's how it says in Chumash. Abayim yakenu. The Mishnah is saying malchus, it's not really true. You really only get 39 times malchus. But the Mishnah uses the expression that the Chumash has, Sefer Gabayim. Achol aveim b'kazayis. What if he ate the entire Gid HaNoshe? The entire Gid HaNoshe, to identify which is the Gid HaNoshe, so the Gemara says it's the Gid HaPnimi that goes the whole length of the leg. Well, the whole length of the leg is not Osir. That's to identify which Gid it is. It's only the Gid HaPnimi, not the Gid and the outer Gid near the skin, but only that part of the Gid that goes Al Kaf HaYerech. That goes on top of the, I don't know how you, what word you use for a kaf, the top of the bone. Yeah. So it says, Achol of the Einbo Kezayis. What if you ate the entire Gid HaNoshe that's on top of the kaf, and the whole thing doesn't have a Kezayis? And the Mishnah also says, Chayiv. That's cool. That's a din of burial. The Gemara is going to say, let's say you're not allowed to eat bugs. So a person eats a bug, and the whole bug is less than a cockroach. The whole cockroach is less than a Kezayis. So that's a Mishnah in Makkos, that if you eat Nemola, Rashi quotes in the Mishnah, Nemola is an ant. If you eat an ant and you swallow the whole thing, so then you get Malkus, because it's a Dovah Shalem, even though it doesn't have a Kezayis. A Dovah Shalem is considered like a shear.
What is the Chatzi Shear? It's not eating a whole Beria.
If you ate the whole Beria, you have to eat the whole...
Is that considered a separate Beria?
The part of the Gid HaNoshe, even though it's only part of an animal, but the Gid HaNoshe alone, that's on top of the calf, that's called the berry. Yeah, Taisa gives the klal. When is it called the berry? When is it not called the berry? If you would cut it in half, do you still call it a Gid HaNoshe? So it's only called the part that's on top of the calf, is called the Gid HaNoshe. If he cut it, it won't be called a Gidonosha. Either if you eat it, because if it's a very big Gidonosha, eat it because I used to get Malkus. So if you swallow the whole thing, then you get Malkus. What if Ocham Mizekazai, Mizekazai, Sofik Shman, this we already discussed, he eats the right leg and the left leg. The front, the Behem has four legs, so the front two legs are called the hands, and the back two legs are called the legs. So if you eat the Gidonosha from the left leg, and they warned him, don't eat it, we're going to give you Malkus, and then the next day, or an hour later, he eats the Gidonosha from the left leg, and they warned him separately, don't eat it, we're going to give you Malkus, so then he gets twice Malkus. Sofik Shmanim. It's really 78. It's not really Shmaim. 39, 39 gets twice Malkus. And Reb Yudah disagreed in the beginning of the parak. Reb Yudah said, it's only also one of the two legs, not both of them. And he thinks that it's only the right leg. Hasvar nasenis, that it's the right leg. Reb Yudah says, Ein safek el arbaim. You can't give him twice Malkus because it's only also one of the two legs. And the Gemara said in the beginning of the parak that it's the right leg, not the left leg is us. Shai. So Gemara tells a story that in the butcher shop or in the slaughterhouse, whichever it was, there was a person by the name of Bar Piuli, and he was in charge of removing the Gidonosha that you're not allowed to eat. Bar Piuli Havikoi Kamei de Shmuel. He, in Shmuel's community, Shmuel was watching him, become Menaker Atma. And he was what we call Tetreber. He was Trebering the big chunk of flesh. He was cutting out the Gidonosha. Havikoi Goimlei. He only cut off superficially a little bit of Shemun Agir. It wasn't the Chata Dachrab. He was doing like Reb Yudah. Amalei, Shmuel gives him Musa and he says, you're not doing the right thing. Chus Beit Fei. Cut a little deeper. You have to dig out all of the Shemun Agir. It's Osman Rabbanim. Hashta lo chazisach. If I wouldn't be watching now, Safisa le Yisura, you would have given me treifas. You have to be more careful. You left the So he got the Bar Piule, the one who was removing the Gidonosha, got so petrified that Shmuel was angry at him, irritas, he got scared. Nofal Sakenim Yonah, so he dropped a knife. He was using a knife to cut out the chalev that you're not allowed to eat. You have to remove chalavim, you have to remove Gidonosha, you have to remove Shuman again, you have to remove the big arteries. When you salt the flesh, all the blood that's in the capillaries will come out, and whatever blood remains after salting is muta. We declare that that's the juice of the flesh. But if you have big arteries or big veins, the salting is not going to help. So you have to yank out all the big veins, also all the big arteries, only the capillary, the blood in the capillaries that you can salt, and assume that whatever doesn't come out is going to be muta. So he got so petrified because Shmuel screamed at him, so he dropped the knife. Amalei, so Shmuel tells him, Lord Tirtas, don't get so petrified. It's not that you did 100% wrong. The one who taught you, how to treber, Reb Yudah Oriloch, he taught you following Reb Yudah Shita, and we shouldn't really follow that. It's an issue of the Rabbanim, really should follow Reb Meir, that all the Shuman Agir is awesome, not just a little bit, and you have to tzok lechat tadachav, you have to dig out all of the Shuman Agid. So Rav Sheshis is a later generation. Rav Sheshis, my Dushakal Bar Piule, what Bar Piule removed was, Shmuel said, the one who taught you how to remove the Gid followed Rav Yudah. So Rav Sheshis adds a comment. He followed Rav Yudah, the Deraisa, according to Rav Yudah. My Dushakal Bar Piule, what he took out was only Deraisa, Liba Rav Yudah. What does that mean? He didn't even follow Rabbi Yudah Shita. He only cut out what's awesome in our Torah. But according to Rabbi Yudah, the Shemun Agid is awesome in the Rabbah. He didn't even take out Aliv with Rabbi Yudah. According to Rabbi Meir, he had to take out more. Even according to Rabbi Yudah, he didn't take out more. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Bechlal, the inference is what Rav Shesh has commented, the Shia the Rabban al Rabbi Yudah. That even according to Rabbi Yudah, he did wrong. He left over. He was Mishayeh, what the part of the Gidonosha that's awesome, the Rabbanon. He was Mekel, the one who taught Bar Piule to trade by the flesh, taught him a Gansan wrong. He taught him only Rabbi Yudah's Shita Derais. It didn't even tell him to take out according to Rabbi Yudah, the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, how can it be? Ela the Orelei, Keman Orelei. So the teacher who taught him how to remove the Shemun Agid, so he didn't follow any Shita. So why did Shmuel say, don't shake and don't get so nervous? The one who taught you like Rabbi Yudah. Didn't even teach him like Rabbi Yudah. Did it wrong? Gemara says, no, that's not the correct version. El Rav Sheshis. Gemara says, no. Hello, I'm Rav Sheshi. Rav Sheshi never said what we quoted. I'm Rav Sheshi. My Dushakal was the Reisler of Yudin. Hello, I'm Rav Sheshi. What he really said was the following. My Dushakal Bar Piula is the Reisler. He only removed the Ginanosha that has to remove the Reisler. My Dushia, what he left behind was the Rabbanon le Rav Meir. Rav Meir, Shita is, that I mean, the Rabbanon should have taken out more. But Bar Piuli followed Rav Yudin Shita. The Rav Yudin, I feel him, the Rabbanon show Rav Yudin holds that there's no requirement to remove all the Rishon Menageir and everything. So it was a din. Why does Shmuel tell him that? First Shmuel says, it's a good thing I was here, otherwise he wouldn't give me treifas. And then the guy was all shaken up, so he drops the knife. And then Shmuel says, don't shake so much, and not so bad. They taught you Rabbi Yudin Shita. But we don't paskin over here like Rabbi Yudin. Apparently we paskin like Rabbi Meir. So why does Shmuel tell him not so bad? There's a famous comment, the Nesivus has a comment on a Shvera Rambam that's quoted in Lalach and Shulchan Aruch, that if one violates an Issa de Rabbana B'Shoigeg, he doesn't have to have Kapur. In the Chumash it says, if you eat the Chelev Adam B'Shoigeg, you have to bring a Korban Chatos. So the Nesivus interprets in the Rambam, that's only if it's an Issa de Raisa B'Shoigeg, because it's an Issa Cheftza, the thing is really Osir. It has a negative effect on your neshama, even if you didn't realize that it's treif. It's like chemicals will mix together, they'll make an explosion. Or if you eat something that's poisonous, you're going to get sick, whether you ate it b'shogeg, you ate it b'mezid. But an isa d'rabbanan is only an isa gavra, so if he didn't realize that he's doing anything wrong, so it's an ishken averus. So Shmuel says, if I wouldn't be here, you would have fed me treifus. That's true. I would have been violating the din, but he said the fellow is shaking. Ooh, wow. And he dropped the knife. Then Shmuel said, you don't have to get so nervous. It's only an Issa de Rabbanan, and everybody would have been Mishaygek. So, Nishgefelach. That's probably what it means. Otherwise, what does he tell him? It's not so bad. Yeah. So then the Gemara is going to discuss the second half of the Mishnah. Exactly how much is awesome. Ochem, get on Osha. If you eat a kazayis, you're like, oh, Mashmuel. Lo Osha, Torah Elosha, Al Hakaf Bilvat. Shmuel says, the Gemara is going to say it's a machlek Zatanoim soon. But first, Shmuel says, the Gid Anoshe is the one, the Pnimi is the one that's Asman Atar, the one that goes the whole length of the leg, not the one that's further out towards the skin, but not the whole length of the Gid Anoshe is Asman Atar. Midirabban, the whole thing is Os. The Asatar Lashala Kaf of Batman Atar, only the part that goes on the calf. The calf is the bone that goes from the ankle to the knee, from the ankle to the knee. So on top of the knee, there's a calf. The top of the bone goes like that. So the part of the Gidanosha that goes over the calf, that's the part that's also the rest that's further down, higher up, that's just a description of which is the Gidanosha, but the rest is not awesome in Atur. The rest is only awesome in the Rabban. Amra Papi Kitanoi. He thinks that Shmuel's din depends on a machleg satanaim. How do you read Shat in the Chumash? What's Tanaim? In the Mishnah. Achol of Emo Kazayis, Chayev, Rabbi Yudoyim, Achihebo Kazayis. Tanakama holds, our Mishnah holds that it's a beriah. If you eat the whole Gidanoshe, it's a beriah and you get Malkus. And Rabbi Yudah says, no, Shehebakazas, you have to have, it's not a beriah. Why is it not a beriah? Because Rabbi Yudah holds the whole length of the thing is called the Gidanoshe, not only the part that's on top. Let's see, my time, the Rabbana, what does it depend on? This Machloikis, whether you consider Gidanoshe a beriah. My time, the Rabbanon. Gemara says, bury he. We consider the Gidanosha bury. And what is Abuda? How does Abuda know that it's not a beria? You have to always eat a full kazayis of it. Abuda holds, achila ksiva be. Achila ain't achila p'chusim kazayis. And the Rabbanan say, yeah, they're two dinim. Rabbanan, hahi, achila, yeah. Okay, lo yochel b'neisos Gidanosha, ain't achila p'chusim kazayis, they're two dinim. If you have a lot of Gidanosha, some animals are going to have a lot of Gidanosha, some are going to have a little. So it depends how big the animal is. If it's a gigantic Gidanosha, all you have to eat a kazais of it. And if it's a tiny Gidanosha, and it doesn't even have a kazais, then you like it because it's a berry, either one or the other. The same thing, let's say, with bugs. If you eat a whole cockroach that has less than a kazais, so it's a berry, so you like it. And if you crush all the cockroaches together, so there's no more beria, it's not kibriyos anymore. So then you have to eat a kazais of it in order to get malchus. So the Rabbanon hold, that's right, there are two dinim. There's one din, if you eat a kazais of the Gidanosha, you like it. Another din, if you eat the whole Gidanosha, you like it, even though it doesn't have a beria. That's what they say. V'rabbanan, I says achila ksiva beis. He says right, achila. He achila, that word, alken lo yochlo, that word teaches that the chiyus be'abov v'chamishu kezaisim, if the gil anosh has many kezaisim in it, v'achal chad kezais, if you eat one kezais, he's like it, but if you eat all gil anosh, even though it doesn't have a kezais, you also like it. V'rabbiuda, what does Rabbiuda hold? That's not true. Me'ashel kaf ha'yarech, nafke, what does that mean, v'rabbiuda? Rabbiuda holds that I don't need the word achila ksiv beit to teach me that if it's many kezaisim and you only ate one kezaisi loka, that's a dover pashut, because the pasuk says our shel kaf hayerech, and it's only part of the ginanosh. Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa holds the whole length of the ginanosh is also. The rabbanon hold like Shmuel. Shmuel's statement lo yasa tera ela sha'ala kaf belvad, only that part of the ginanosh that passes over the kaf is also. So the rabbanon disagree. They hold the whole length is also. V'rabbanon hume boile nachemol. V'rabbiuda holds mashiach kaf hayerech nafke. Why does the chumash say kaf hayerech? It means even if you only ate part of the ginanasha, you like it. So what do you need the word achila for? So it must be l'rabbiuda achila tells you that you always need a kazais. V'rabbanon, the rabbanon say no hume boile likidu Shmuel. I need the phrase al kaf hayerech not to teach me if you ate part of it. Part of the get on Nashi like it. No, it tells me the din of Shmuel. As a Torah, Ela Shalakaf Hayerech Levan. So it comes out that it's a machleik zabiuda nachachamim. Shmuel's statement that min Torah it's only also that part of the get on Nashi that passes over the kaf. That's only shitas rabiuda. But that's fakir. It's only shitas chachamim like that. But rabiuda says the word, the phrase Hashalakaf does not tell you that. It's not true. Rabiuda disagrees with Shmuel. And he holds the whole Gidanosh is us. And the phrase Asher al Kaf Hayerech tells you, even if you only ate part of it, you also like it. So what do you need the word Achila to tell you if you only eat a Kazayis, you like it? No, it must be to tell you that you always need a Kazayis.
Even if you only eat a Kaf.
Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you only ate the part on the Kaf, you like it. Yeah.
But there has to be a Kazayis.
And you always need a Kazayis. You never declare that the Gidanosh is a barrier. Never going to be a barrier. Rabbi Yehuda, let's see. Fir Rabbi Yehuda, what does he hold? Hayerech ksiv the kuli yerech. No, it's not true what Shmuel says. It's only also the part that goes over the kaf. It says, Hashel kaf hayerech, the entire length of the thing. Rabbono, no, who the poshet yisuri be kuli yerech. No, that's describing which is the gil anoshe, the one that goes the whole length of the leg, but not that the whole length is also. Only also the part that goes on the kaf. Lapuk yechitzen, the leg. The gil anoshe achitzen that's closer to the skin is mutam and atur because it's only asim rabbanon. You're not loikan, and he said rabbanon because it doesn't go the whole length of the leg. The olim shalakaf shein. The rabbanon, that's the machlekes. The rabbanon say like Shmuel, the only the part of the gidanosha that goes over the kaf is aser, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, the entire length of the gidanosha is aser. Freg the Gemara, what do you mean that the phrase Asher al Kaf Hayerech is needed to tell me something? Ilu Reb Yudah tells me, even if you only ate part of the Gidanosh, according to Rabban tells you only that part is Aser. But we said in the previous Mishnah, the Gidanosh only applies to Behemah, of Echaya doesn't apply to Oaf, because an Oaf doesn't have a Kaf. Gemara says, it's not true, the Oaf does also have the thigh bone, and this is probably the pulka, I don't even know what it corresponds to in the chickens. But the Gemara says you also have, there's a gidanosh in a chicken that goes in between the one bone and the other, goes on the kaf. So what do you mean it doesn't have? The Gemara says no, has a kaf, but it's not ogul, it's not round. Then the Gemara had a suffix, we learned it, but now the Gemara had a suffix. What if you have an abnormal growth? You have a behemah b'chaya and the kaf is flat, it's not round. Or you have an oaf, which is ogul. Does it depend on oaf versus behemah v'chaya, or does it depend on the mitzvahs, each and every animal? Is the kaf ogul, is the kaf not ogul? But whatever it is, the Gemara asked Akasha, how can you, Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan, use this word kaf to teach me something special? Like the Rabbanan tells me, only that part is asa. Above and below the kaf is mutter. Like the Reb Yehuda, the word ashal kaf tells you, even if you didn't eat the whole gidanasha, you just ate part of it, you also like it. But you need the word kaf lemute oif. The lace like kaf, it doesn't have a kaf ogle. So don't you need it for the other din? Gemara says you do. Tre kaf ksivi. It says twice the word kaf in the pasuk. So one kaf tells me lemute oif, and the other kaf tells me the machlekes Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanan. What does it teach? Okay. These are the details. Then the next Mishnah is a fascinating Mishnah. the Stam Mishnah, we don't paskin like the Mishnah. Let's say you have a big chunk of flesh, and in the slaughterhouse, they didn't cut out the Gid Anashim, so they took the whole piece of flesh and they cooked it with the Gid Anashim. They cooked it with liquid. So you say Tam Kiker. Let's say you have a vegetable soup, a pot of vegetable soup, and you pour in a little bit of chazer schmaltz, and you don't have shishim, so it's going to give an asinus tam. So it says in the Mishnah, the same thing over here. Yersh and it's possible, Gid Anash, you have the big half of the animal, and you cooked it with the Gid Anash, and yesh bob and asin tam, areiz asura. If the Gid Anash gives an asinus tam in all of the flesh, it becomes straight. How can you measure? How can you estimate? Someone has to taste it to see. It's treif, so you have to get a goy to taste it. Do you trust the goy? The Gemara's going to have a whole discussion. So how do you test it? So the Gemara says, test it in the following way. Ketza mishare moisa. Kibasa belef is visualize if you would have flesh and you would have vegetable. And you would cook this volume of flesh and so much vegetable. So if you visualize it, if the Gid Anash is were flesh, and as if the flanken, as if the whole, what is it called? The yerech. The whole side of the animal is left as vegetable, would the flesh succeed in giving the sinas tam? Approximately shishim. If the flesh would give the sinas tam, because you don't have shishim, then the Gid Anash asses all of the flesh. That's how the Mishnah says. This is a famous din that we don't pass on like the Mishnah. The Gemara has later, take a look on Tzadik Tes on the days. The Gemara had the last two lines on the daf. One's going to discuss a lot the Mishnah, but bottom line, they said in the lesson of the Hilchasa, we don't paskin like the Mishnah, ain't the Gidim B'naisin Tam. We paskin the Gid Anash, the Gemara uses the lotion, eitz b'yal muhu b'atera osrosa. It's like a shtikholz, it doesn't taste like anything, it's not really edible, it doesn't taste like anything. So if you have, let's say, nevela flesh, if you have trefa flesh, trefa hot dog, so you leave it out of the refrigerator for so long that it becomes masriach and it's nifsam achilas adam. Chametz has to be nifsam achilas hakelub. Chametz is different, but normal everything other than chametz is ginuk if it's nifsam achilas adam. So once nifsam achilas adam, it's mutter. But here the Torah prohibits Gid Anash to start off with. It's not edible. Nobody eats Gid Anash. Eitzu. It's like a shtikholz. It doesn't taste like anything. But Torah srosoi. So we paskin ain't begidim b'naisit tam. That even though you cook the Gid Anash together with the whole flesh, it doesn't make anything treif. Yeah. After he cooked it, you have to cut out the Gid Anash and throw it out in the garden. You're not allowed to eat it. But it doesn't give him the sinas tam, so it does nasa. Does nasa the rest of the flesh. We mentioned that the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Rav Gustman has in the end of his Sefer Maseches Kiddushin, he wrote, he was a dying by Rav Chaim Moses Bezna at a very young age. But at the time, made him a dime, he hadn't yet learned Yeridei. But they knew he was very brilliant. He knew all the Gemara. So he caught up on the Yeridei and he learned how to paskin Shilas. So, but all the years that he was in Siberia. He suffered in Siberia doing the war. But then he came to America. He gave shiurim and Eretzol gave shiurim. He wasn't in Psak Halacha. But at the end of his Sefer on Kiddushin, he has a tshuva halacha lemaisa. So part of the tshuva is this Rambam. That the Rambam, the whole tshuva is based on this Rambam, that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Karban Pesach, when you shech the Karban Pesach, you're not supposed to cut it up into lamb chops and broil it like that. You're supposed to broil the whole thing all together, Rosh HaKrov HaKirboi, and after you broil it all, Bishle Muso, then you cut it up, then you make it into lamb chops. So the Rambam says, look, there are some things you have to remove. You can't broil a whole Karban Pesach with the chalev. The chalev you have to burn on the mizbech. You have to cut out the chalev. Then you can't broil it with the chute dam, with the arteries and with the veins. It's going to make a treif. That's real blood. If you salt flesh that has blood in the capillaries, so the melicha will remove the dam. And if you broil it, we are machmet that require melicha muetis when you broil flesh. But meikra, then that's only a chumra. If you forget to salt the flesh and you broil it, so it's also good. But just like salting doesn't help on the arteries and the veins, you have real dam v'en over there. The salting doesn't help, so the broiling doesn't help either. So the Rambam says, before you broil, okay, you can't do everything together. Rosh al-Kral al-Kir 100%. 95%. So you have to first cut out the big veins and the big arteries. Then you have to cut out, so it shouldn't make treif. Then you have to cut out the chalev, because you're going to burn the chalev on the mizbech. And then you broil the Karban Pesach, then you slice it. That's how the Rambam writes. So the Ravid writes his very sarcastic style. So the Ravid writes, if I would be there in the Beis Hamikdash, I would take this Korban Pesach and throw it on the floor and tell him it's treif, you're not allowed to eat it. You broil the Korban Pesach with the Gilat Nasha, treif, you're not allowed to eat it. So it's taka strange. Why didn't the Rambam say you have to cut out the Gilat Nasha? Rabbi Yosef Kara writes in his commentary on the side of the Rambam, in the case of Mishnah, no, the halacha is ain't begid menos in tam. Even if you cooked it with roitev, if you cooked the side of the animal, the yerech, you cooked the whole half of the animal with the gerah nasha, it doesn't make treif because ain't begid menos in tam. So since b'diavad it doesn't make treif, so you should really drew rosh ha'akrov b'al kirvay. You should boil the whole carbon pestle, then cut out the gerah nasha later. If it would make a treif, if you would pass on like the Mishnah, yesh begin the menais and tam. If you cook the yerach with the gerah nasha, makes a treif. So you have no brera. You would have to cut out the gerah nasha before you broil the carbon pestle. But since it doesn't make treif, so more correct is to broil it the way it is, and then to remove the gerah nasha later. I frek the kasa Mishnah, but the shuman agid is going to ask, begidden b'nais and tam, gid takes ace b'yalma, so shtik holzer doesn't taste good. But the shuman agid is fatty, that tastes like real fat. Years ago, people in Europe, it was assumed that that's very healthy, to eat the fat from the flesh. So the fat is yesh bo b'nais and tam, so that's where the Kes Mishnah has a teretz. That's where Rav Gusman quotes that Rambam because of that Kes Mishnah. He says that Shuman Agid is not even awesome in the Rabbanan. The Losh HaNegamar was, he saw Kedoshim Nog Bo Iser. It's only a minig. So here you have a minig in conflict with the real din. The real din is Rosh HaKrov Al Kirba. You have to broil the whole Korban Pesach together. And there's a minig that you don't eat Shuman Agid. So whenever the minig is in conflict with the real din, you have to observe the din and forget about the minig. So he says every year, all the Jews come to Yerushalayim, whoever is Tohar. Everybody comes to Yerushalayim to participate in Korban Pesach. Everybody violates the minig of eating Shuman Agit, because you have to broil the Korban Pesach with the Shuman Agit, and it's going to be nice and tam. Shuman Agit is fatty. It's going to be nice and tam in the whole Korban Pesach. So he says, once a year, everybody violates the minig. That's the din, because you have to observe the din of Rosh HaKrov Al Kirboi. Yeah. If the Gid Anoshe would have asked B'di'evet, you would have had to cut out the Gid Anoshe and then. That's a real din, that's not a minig. But the Gid Anoshe doesn't ask it. And even though the Shuman Agid does aser, but it's not even mid Rabbanon, it's only a minig Shuman Agid. So since the din is in conflict with the minig, so the din wins and minig loses out. That's the Kesa Mishnah. So he's discussing a case when a woman can't have children because she's observing a certain minig in Hilchas Nida. Some of the laws in Hilchas Nida didn't deraisa, some of the Rabbanon, some are just minhagim. So whenever it's only a minig that makes it impossible for the woman to have children, so then he thinks that you have to observe the din of Pura Verivya and violate the minig. So then you have to ascertain what's a din and what's a minig. It's not so easy. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. Mishnah assumes shalei kalocha, the yesh begid menos in tam, that the Gid Anoshe does give Nesinas Tam, and Alasa the whole Yerech. Then the Mishnah continues, Gid Anoshe Shinas Bashal Im HaGidim, have a pot full of Gidim, other Gidim from the animal and the Gid Anoshe. So Bizmancha Makira Benois and Tam, if you recognize which one is the Gid Anoshe and which are the not the Gid Anoshe, so you take it out, you throw it out, and then you have shishim against it, then the other gidim will be mut. If you don't have shishim, they'll all be asa, because the Mishnah works with the assumption that yesh begid menos in tam, does give nesinas tam. We wouldn't pass on like this either. We wouldn't accept. We say, ain't begid menos in tam. But if you can't recognize which is the gidon asha, let's say I have a whole bunch of gidim, I chop them all up into tiny pieces, I can't recognize which is the gidon asha, which are the gidim that are mutter. So then the Mishnah says, kulam asur. Why is kulam asur? It can't be bottle. I have to see what I was going to say, because a barrier, just like there's a din that barrier doesn't need kazayas, so if you have a tray for barrier, you don't need kazayas, so there's another din, barrier chashuva v'loy b'teila.
But
if you chopped it up, it's not a barrier. Correct. My marshal was not correct. I gave a bad marshal. I chopped it up and you can't recognize. But if you have the beria, would be just the part of the ginanosha al kaf hayerech. So that's only part. It's not the whole length of the ginanosha. The reason why I said chopped up, because you can see by how long it is, if it's a ginanosha or it's a madigit. So I said a moshe, you chopped it up. It's not correct. Chopped it up, it won't be a beria. But let's say you only cut, you chopped it up to the extent you have the part of the ginanosha that's al kaf hayerech. So that part is a beria. So the din is, if that got mixed up with other gidim, it's a tarubis of yavish biyavish. So then we say beria chashuva v'loy b'teva. It's a din mid the rabbanon. Balechaim chashuva v'loy b'teva. Let's say you have a live animal that's treif and it got mixed up with other animals and you can't identify which is which. Balechaim chashuva v'loy b'teva. Beria is chashuv and it's not bottle. Chaticha v'olos kabed is chashuv, it's not bottle. These are all midi rabbanon. Dovah shebiminyan is not bottle. Let's say you have something that you don't sell it by the weight or by the volume, you sell it by the unit. Let's say you have a piece of jewelry. Chmeis Anochri worshipped, he deified a piece of jewelry, and a piece of jewelry is also bahno, sabay de zar. Then it got mixed up with a whole other bunch of pieces of jewelry that are the same. A ring. Tabas, the Gemara's Moshel and Maseches Zvachim. But I can't recognize which is which. So, but that's a din that the Gemara says it's not bottle. Well, why is it not bottle? It should be bottle chad betray. One tabas, one ring that's also mana because of Abba Dizar gets mixed up with two rings. Then a mutabano. So the Rambam says that it's a new din Abba Dizar. Abba Dizar has a chumish and chumid Abba Dizar. It's not bottle. Rambam even quotes a pasuk. It says, when you burn down an Irani dachas, because the majority of the people in the city worshipped Avod Zara, so the pasuk, you have to burn down all the houses and all the property, even Nichse HaTzadikim. They're not such tzadikim, but I mean, they didn't worship Avod Zara. They live in a city where most of the people worship Avod Zara. Not such tzadikim, but they didn't worship Avod Zara. So even the Nichse HaTzadikim is also Asabana, everything is Asmana. So the Chumash uses an expression, Lo yidbak biyotchem u'ma menachem. You're not allowed to take anything from all of this stuff that's also about. No, you have to burn everything. So after Sarir, Kolil, you have to burn down everything in the city. So the Pasuk uses the word, Mu'uma. Lo yidbak biyotchem me'uma. So the Rambam says, Me'uma means that Avod Zara is b'mashu. So some Achrayim took the Rambam to mean that it's a din min HaTorah. Avod Zara is not bottle at all, that it's b'mashu. Most assume that the Rambam meant that Asmachta and the Rabbanah. The Gemara never has that drasha. There's a Mishnah Masech HaShabbos uses the word Mu'uma for a different word. Uses the word Mu'uma for a different thing. If you carry on Shabbos, you carry in the street, so that's an Avera. That's one of the Malachas, is to carry Motzim Mishu Seyachal, Mishu Seram, you carry Ma'abed Al Anamis, Mishu Seram. So that's a Malach on Shabbos. But there's a shear. How much is the minimum amount? Let's say I have a little piece of paper in my pocket. So how big does the piece of paper have to be that it has significance as a chashiva is that you carried it? So if you're carrying a piece of metal, you're carrying a piece of plastic, you're carrying a piece of wood, you're carrying tea, you're carrying wine. So how much, what's the volume of the wine, of the water, of the tea? What's the volume of the piece of wood and so on? So the Mishnah has a whole series of different things. Each, whenever you carry something, does it have enough chashivas that does it have the kashir? So then the Mishnah says, what if the person has Avod Zara in his house and he takes it from his house and he throws it into the garbage? So he carries it from the Rishu Sayyachin into the Rishu Sayyabim and he threw it out of the house. So the Mishnah says, since the Pasuk says, Layid bak biyotcha ma'uma, ma'uma means kolshu. You don't need any minimum size shir, and yechai mishum hoitso. So there the Mishnah says the word ma'uma means kol shehu, there's no minimum size. And the Rambam says that it's kol shehu, that it's not batel b'rayv, that's mashehu. Mashehu and kol shehu are not the same thing. Kol shehu means it doesn't have a minimum size. And the Rambam says from the same word, l'yidbak biyotcha ma'uma menacherem, that is b'mashehu, that a zor is not batel. That's how the Rambam learns that Gemara in Zvachim. That a tabashal of a zor is not batel because Avod Zara is b'mashu. And some Achrayim want to say the Rambam meant b'natur. And Taisu says, no, it's not because there is no such din Avod Zara is b'mashu. A tabas, when they sell rings in the jewelry store, you can't order, they're not going to sell you a pound of rings, they're not going to sell you a box of rings, they're going to sell each ring individually. So it's a dovish of a minion. So Davshin and Minyan is like bottle, that may not, whenever the things, potatoes are usually sold by the pound. Maybe some places they sell potatoes by the unit, but usually potatoes or onions are sold by the volume, by the weight or by the volume. So then that's not a Davshin and Minyan. But if you have jewelry that's sold by the units, so Davshin and Minyan is not bottle. So we assume that all of these dinim are only with the Rabbanan. Berry is not potato, and Chaticha is Kabe, and if he sold it by the unit, all these things are all midirabon. So that's what the Mishnah says. Get on noshish and his bashal and give him his manchem akir benos and tam lav kulam asurim. Why? Because beria is lebetela. Adin midirabon. Beria lebetela. The harayte benos and tam. I cooked the get on noshish with all the other gidim, and I can't identify which is which. I have to throw out all the get on noshish. And what about the soup that I cooked? It doesn't give such gewaltige flavor. It ain't beginning with nice and tam. Not going to have any taste in it. But the right of the Mishnah assumes that yesh beginning with nice and tam. Mishnah assumes that it does make dreif. We don't pass like the Mishnah. So the right of, if you don't have shishim in the hole, and the right of and in the gidim against the volume of beginning on nasha, you don't have shishim against it. It'll all be us. And the same thing applies with chen chaticha shal nevel, chen chaticha shal dag tomish and his bashla. If you have a trefa piece of meat or a trefa piece of fish, not all fish have fins and scales. If any fish that has scales, biyodur that has fins. But there are fish that have fins that don't have any scales. Those are trefa, non-kosher fish. So if you cooked a trefa fish together with many kosher fish, you cooked a piece of nevela meat together with kosher meat. So bizman shemakiram. If you can identify which is the trefa one, so you throw it out, or you give it to the cat, or you give it to the dog, whatever, and then whether us is all the others depends whether you have shishim or not. It's been nice and tam. And if you can't identify kulam asuras, why is kulam asuras? Why is a chaticha roil is kabed? That's what it means. It's not going to be a beria. There are gid anasha. The Mishnah holds gid anasha is a beria. But why is the chatichas nevela? Why is the chatichas dag tome? Why chatichas dag tome? Why is it not bottom? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Why should it not be bottom? It should be chabitre, it should be bottom. But right the benos and tam in the soup that's there, and the Mishnah is assuming that even gira nasha is nice and tam. But even though we don't pass can get on, we pass can gira nasha is not nice and tam. Any given nice and tam, but the nevela and the dak tame, that gives nasina stam. So that you have to have shishim against it. Fine. So now the Gemara is going. This is all straight Yeridaya. Mehiran is all Yeridaya. Giranosh is also Yeridaya, but this is more prominent part of Yeridaya. Amar Shmuel, when the Mishnah says that if you cook the big half of the animal with the Giranosh, it makes everything treif. If you don't have shishim, that's only if you cooked it with roitev. Lo shanu ela, the Mishnah only says that the Giranosh makes treif. Shem is bashal ba, if you cooked it with roitev. So the tam from the Giranosh, on the assumption that yesh begin with nice and tam, how could it be a machlekes of Tzias when the yesh begin with nice and tam? Why didn't they experiment to find out? I mean, they probably did experiment. They had goyim tasted. They had many people tasted, and the taste was so insignificant. So that was the machlekes. There has to be a shear. What's called nesinas tam? If it's such a darkest dick in nesinas tam that you can barely, only mumchem can tell that it's there. So that's got tam kolush. So that's the machlokes. So we paskin that tam kolish is not sufficient to be considered in the sinas tam. And the Mishnah knows that it is sufficient because you can't have a machlokes in mitzitz. That's the Ramban has that famous comment. You can never have a machlokes in the yeshivas. Everybody knows. You can never have a machlokes in mitzitz. The rabbis of the Gemara will always experiment. The Greek philosophers always philosophized about everything, and they didn't believe in experimentation. And that's why the science of nishgitoik. The mathematics is ausgehalten, because mathematics, you know, philosophize. It's numbers. So it has to be ausgehalten. But their medicine and their science is a joke, because they didn't believe in experimentation. And the Gemara did believe in experimentation. Yeah. The Gemara has the Ramban, the beginning of Eilu Treifus, Eska Kasha, how can there be a machlokes hatanoim in the first daf in Eilu Treifus, with a treifa chai, treifa ein achaya, if you have an animal that has a treifus to it. So there's a machloikis. Did the Torah prohibit eating a trefa because we know it's going to die within 12 months? Trefa einachai will not survive 12 months. So it's considered as if it already has one leg out, as if it's half dead. And you can't shecht an animal that's dead already. Shechita is not chal an animal that's half dead. Just like if the animal is fully dead, shechita is not going to help. Or should you say, no, treifa is chay. Treifa can survive 12 months. It's not considered half dead. So there is a concept that you're not allowed to eat a treifa, even if it's shechted. The shechita is chal. It's not an avela, but it's also bachila because it's diseased. So that's a machlok. It's about the treifa chay, treifa chay. So the Ramban asked, t'mihan hech nech luku avois ha'olam. How can the Tanoim have a machlokes with a treifa chai? Why don't they experiment to find out? And he quotes the Yerushalmi and Chala that there's a machlokes in the Tanoim where the oriz is bala dechimutzana. If you soak rice in water on Pesach, if you have flour mixed with water and let it sit long enough, it's going to turn into chometz. So you'll be chayv karis if you eat the chometz. And what if you have rice that you cook with water? And you cooked it for a long time. So is that boli dechimut or not? So we have a minig that we don't eat kidneys. But we pass in the ikaradin, the rice, you can let it soak it. You can cook it all day long. It's not from the chamesh, it's bidei dogan. What we call, it's a chemical reaction when you cook it in water. We call it sirchon. It's boli de sirchon, but it's not boli dechimut. Yeah. And Rabbi Yechon Menuri holds that it is boli dechimut. So the Yerushalmi asks, how can you have a machlokes in Mitzias? Why don't they experiment? Why don't they cook it with water and look at it to see whether it's bala dechimus or bala desirchon? The Yerushalmi says they did. They cooked it and they looked at it. So Rabbi Yechon Menuri says, that's chimutz. That's called chimutz. And the Chacham said, no, that's not chimutz. That's called sirchon. They had an argument. Where do you draw the line to distinguish? So the Ramban assumes like that all over Shas. That never makes sense to have a machlokes in Mitzias. So that's over here also. Machlokes by the Yesh beginning minas and tam ein begin minas tam. It's not a machlokes in Mitzias. They all agree that the Gil Anoshi gives a very faint flavor, a very insignificant flavor when you cook it together with other flesh. And that's a machlokes. Does that have enough? Is that enough of a shear of nesinas tam that it that you should say tam kik? So we pass when it's not enough to say tam kik. So the Mishnah holds that it is enough. You do say tam kikir, it asas. So Shmuel says it only asas, the whole flesh, everything in the pot, if it's cooked with reitiv. So the reitiv, the liquid, is going to be mevalbal. The tam is going to take the tam from the gidanasha and put it into the flesh. Abol nitzle bo, but if you broiled it, so the only asas kadei klipa, kadei natila. Only asas the slice, the inch of flesh next to the gidanasha. It doesn't asa the whole gidanasha. The tam doesn't travel further. Aval nitzla bo, but if you broiled the flesh with the gid anasha in it, you can slice, cut off a slice of flesh, another slice, till you get to the last kedei klipa, the last kedei natila, the last piece of flesh next to the gid anasha. So we assume that sli only gives an asinus tam to 3/4 inch. It doesn't give past that. Craig the Gemara, Naim Isa. It's not true. Ain't he? It's not true. V'homer Avuna. There was once a Maisa Shah Yagdisha Tzala Bechel by Osa Lechalafila Mirai Shaznai. Avuna is a Talmud. Avuna is going to disagree with Shmuel. Avuna has the right to disagree with Shmuel, but the Gemara assumes that he probably does not disagree. They treat Shmuel as if he's a Tana. Rav Huna is not going to disagree. So there was a Maisa Shahaya. They broiled the Gedi with the Chelev in it. And he says, the broiled, they didn't cook it with reitiv, they broiled it. And he said, you're not allowed to eat the chelev, is by the belly, chelev ala kerev. He says, the chelev, the tam of the chelev, travels to the ears of the animal. You can't even eat from the tip of the ear, the furthest distance away. So you see that even by tzliya, the tam goes all the way to the end. The Gemara says, yeah, shani chelev, the mefafeh, here it's gid anoshe. Gid anoshe is not schmaltzi. Gid anoshe is hotnish kentam, eitzu. But chelev is mefafea. Freg digmar, really? That's the difference? That was gedisha tzola bechelvoy. So if you do tzli on a piece of meat, and you have a davashamin at one end, and the davashamin will, the blia, the tam will go all the way to the other end. Freg digmar, is that true? Ube chelev asur. And if it's chelev, then it's mefafea. There was once a Maaseh Shai B'Knishta de Ma'on in that village in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. B'Gedisha Tzola B'Chelvo. They brought exactly the same Shai that Rav Huna had. G'disha Tzola B'Chelvo. And what did he paskan against Rav Huna? Also, Rabbi Yochanan, the Esther Shaila, they brought it with the Chelev. He was supposed to cut out the Chelev before they brought it. By mistake. They forgot to cut out the Chelev. So, you can keep on slicing off one slice of flesh after the other till you get to the last slice of flesh next to the chaylev. So the chaylev is chaylev, that's for sure. You get it. And the next 3/4 of an inch will have a blia from the chaylev. So that's mamish in contradiction to Rav Huna. Rav Huna says if you have chaylev, shayne chaylev dimefafeya. Here Rav Yochanan says that with the ma'aser was gedisha tzala b'chaylev, exactly the same shayla. But Rav Huna, it happened in Bavel. Rav Huna lived in Bavel, and Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rav Yochanan, they lived in Eretz Yisrael. So the exact same shayla, and he said it does naser. So it's a, it seems like a machlekes. The ma'aser says no, it's not machlekes. They all say the same thing. That was a skinny malink. Ahu kachish haver. Rav Huna is talking a normal behemoth that has chaylev, and the chaylev is davar shamein, so it's mefafeya. So Sham Nunes is going to travel past the first kedei klipa, the first kedei netila. But that ma'aser shoy with Rabbi Yechanan in Eretz Yisrael, and where is the knishta, the ma'on, in that village, that case was, it was a skinny animal. True, it had chaylev, but the chaylev wasn't fatty chaylev. The whole animal was undernourished. So if the chaylev is not a, has no Sham Nunes to it, it's a davar kachush. It's a don liyasis kedei klipa. Here there's a famous Tosfos has a kasha. The bottom Tosfos has this is chunks of Yerideya here. So the bottom Tosfos has a kasha that they quote from Rav Lezer Mimitz. Rav Lezer Mimitz was the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. Metz is a city in France. Many years later, Shach Azariah was the rabbi in Metz. So Rav Lezer Mimitz wrote the Sefer Yireim. Sefer Yireim is a Sefer HaMitzvos. He lists off 1, 2, 3. He lists off all the Tariag mitzvahs, and he writes up a brief description of each mitzvah every so often. He's a Bala Tosfos. Every so often, he puts in a Dova Mechudesh there. So he writes up the dinim of cooking kosher flesh with trefah flesh, and he's bothered with this kasha. If you cook the Gedish, it's all a Bechelvo, so it was a Chel of Kachush. Let's say it's Chel of Kachush. So it only answers the next G'day Klippa, let's say. It only answers the next inch. Because there was no Reutiv over here. If you would have Bishla, if you would have cooked it with the Reutiv, with soup, so the soup would cause the Blia, the Tam, to go throughout the whole piece of flesh. But it's not cooked with Reutiv, it's Bali Reutiv, it's only Tzli. So Tzli only answers the next inch. But the next inch becomes Treif. So that inch should answer the next inch. Because Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela. The first inch became Treif. So that should answer the next inch. The next inch should answer the next inch. Every inch. So it should come out at the end of the day. The whole piece of flesh. The whole thing should be treif. Isn't that the dinah chaticha atzma nasis nevelo? That's the kasha that all the Rishonim are working on. So Blaz HaMimitz gives a very strange answer that no one understands what it means. They said they don't understand what he's talking about. They have on the top, Rabbi Blaz HaMimitz, Hoye Mechalek, and the second line from the top, on Tzadik Zayinam and Aleph, he said in terms of la'amin chaticha atzma nasis nevelo b'miktzas chaticha. Aval b'chol chaticha, only b'chol chaticha. What does it mean? If you cooked, let's say like this, if I cooked a piece of flesh with chaylev in it, with roitev, so the roitev is going to cause the tam of the chaylev to be mispashit on the whole piece of flesh, the whole piece of flesh is going to become treif. So then I cut off the chaylev and I throw it in, I give it to the dog to eat, okay. Then I'm left with the piece of flesh that became treif because of the chaylev, and then this piece of flesh now falls into another pot, a bigger pot with more. So now the din is you need shishim against the whole piece of flesh. Even though the volume of the chaylev was 3 kazesim, the whole volume of the chaylev to begin was only 3 kazesim. And I cooked the flesh with the chaylev, and then I cut off the chaylev and I feed it to the dogs. So you can't say you have 3 kazesim of chaylev. I just gave 2 kazesim of chaylev to the dog. So you don't know how much was nivla into the flesh when you cooked it with the chaylev and how much you gave to the dog here. So you go to Chomer, but why do you need shishim against the whole piece of flesh? It should be enough shishim against the chaylev shabo. So that's the din chatich atzma nasis nadeila. Once a piece of meat becomes treif because it has a blia of a tam ki'iker, so you need shishim against the whole piece of flesh. And that's the kasha. So why don't you say the same over here? I broiled the flesh with the treifis, so that is the first inch. The first inch becomes treif, so that's, and I'm still broiling. So the first inch gives an asinus tam to the second inch. Second inch gives a tam to the third inch. So the whole thing should be awesome. So he comes up with a chiddush that Tosfos does not understand. So he comes up with a chiddush that you only say chaticha atzma nas nadele if it's the whole chaticha, if it's the half a chaticha not. So since you're only assuring the kedei klipa, kedei natila, the first inch that's next to the chaylev, it's only a mitzvah chaticha. The behema is a big behema. So since it's only mitzvah chaticha, so you can't say chaticha atzma nas nevel.
Chaticha itself is a nebulous kind of thing. There's no such thing as
text
sign for
it can
be this size,
this size. So that's what Taisa says. It's on a tam. It's on hentai on feast. Taisa says, it doesn't make any sense. So we don't accept this Reblezer Mimitz. The real answer is what Taisa said before. The real answer is quoted in the Yeridea. It's a long sentence, it's a bit of a tongue twister. It's quoted in the Yeridea. It's a long sentence. What it means is, chaticha atzma nasis nevela. Let's say I broil a piece of flesh that has the chaylev in it. So I broiled it, so the chaylev, so if it's real chaylev, that's shomein, fatty chaylev, it's going to be mefafea kedei kulo. That's on the top line, shayin chaylev de mefafea. And if it's the whole animal is a shvach animal, it's undernourished, so the chaylev is going to be shvach chaylev, so it's kochush, so it's only going to ask the first 3/4 of an inch, fine. So what are you going to say? The blia of the chaylev goes into the next slice next to it, the 3/4 of an inch, and the whole piece of flesh converts to become chaylev. How does it? It doesn't become chaylev. It's flesh. It has a blia of chaylev. It has tam kike, but it doesn't become chaylev. So what do you mean? Chatichatz menasis nevela. Is not to be taken literally. The original word chatichatz nevela means I have a pot and I cooked a piece of nevela together with another piece of shchuta. And there was right there. There was a lot of liquid there. So the Reitev will cause the flavor from the nevela to be mispashit on the rest of the piece. Then I realized that I made a mistake. And I cooked the nevela with the kosher flesh. So I take out, I recognize it. So I take out the nevela and I give it to the dog. And then I take the piece of kshera that just became treif because of the nevela, I put it into a bigger pot. So now the Gemara says you need shishim against the whole chaticha of the ksheira. What do you need shishim against the whole chaticha? It only has a certain percentage of it. 1%, 5%. How can it? What do you need shishim against the whole thing? So the Gemara has this statement, chaticha atzmanas nevela. I consider it as if the whole chaticha heter converted to become nevela. How can it be? It's not nevela, it was shchuta. So that's what Taisus answers. There is no such din that heta nepach liyosisa, that the kosher flesh turns into chaylev and the kosher flesh turns into nevela. It's just a din in calculating shishim that some, if an isa falls into heter, you need shishim against the isa, and if a piece of kosher food that has a bli of treifus in it falls into heter, you need shishim against the whole carrier of the ism. So since the whole chaticha has the tam of the nevela in it, or the tam of the chelef in it, so the chaticha's heter is the carrier of the ism. So that's a din in calculating shishim. You need shishim keneged the whole chaticha that's carrying the ism. But over here, Taisa says, I'm broiling a whole animal. I'm not cooking with it right now, I'm broiling it. So tzliya only causes the bliya to go 3/4 of an inch, kedei netila. And the tam of the chaylev, the tam of the chaylev is not going to go past the first 3/4 of an inch. It's only going to go 3/4. So what's going to go from that kedei netila? What's going to go weiter? The tam of that ain balo yetsim chaticha la chaticha b'loy roitim. That's a klal that the Gemara has. Thank you. I'm okay. I think maybe I should take him out of my sweater. Maybe that's maybe I'm too hot.
I was only going to ask you, so what was the Raivad all excited about and say you got to take the carbon Pesach and throw it on the ground?
Right.
So just cut out that little piece?
Yeah, and Achinami. That's the whole. The Raivad always goes with sarcasm, with exaggeration. He's always very sarcastic. Yeah. So that's the real answer is that when you broil treif is next to kosher, it only makes treif the first layer 3/4 inch. Then it and the tam doesn't go further. That's a klal. Ein bolu yotze mechaticha v'chaticha b'loy reiter. There's no reiter. So it only goes when the treif is the tam of the chelov goes 3/4 inch. Tam giranah she goes 3/4 inch. Then you're broiling. So the tam of that strip of flesh will go into the next 3/4 inch, but the tam that came from the first piece is not going to go further. That's balua. The balua is not going to go vaita. So there is a din. You always have to calculate whenever the iser, whenever you have a piece of meat that has blias of treifas in it. So you have to calculate shishim kineged the whole carrier of the iser. That's only by medvar mamurim. If the bli of the iser ultimately lands up in the other chaticha, I cook the nevela with kshera, and then I realize I made a mistake. So I take out the nevela, I give it to the dog to eat, and then by mistake I take the kshera that's now treif because it has the bli of the nevela. I put it into a bigger pot with kosher. So you need shishim kineged the whole carrier of the iser. Why? Because the tam that's in the kshera, the bli is going to go vaita because you have a reitav over there, so the bli is going to go. But if it's all tzliya, so the bliya that the first strip, the first 3/4 inch was balea from the gid, or the whether it was balea from the chelav kachush, is not going to go further. Ein balu yetsim mechaticha mechaticha, is not going to move. What's going to move into the next kedei netila, to the next 3/4 inch? The tam of this chaticha is kosher. Chaticha atzmanas nevela doesn't mean hefen nepach liyasisa. Just means it's a din in calculating shishim. Maybe it's a din. Probably we assume it's only a din mediraban. Chaticha nas nevela by shari surim is only a din mediraban. We paskin. It's not a din. Tosis holds that it's a din deraisa. We don't paskin like that. We are paskin that chaticha nas nevela is only a din deraban. But the din deraban only applies in hanesa yochalesar, the first 3/4 inch that's next to the chelev is the nesar. So the nesar can only ask for the next 3/4 inch. And a nesar yachal es makom shein ha'isi yachal halach l'sham. If the bliya from the chelev went into the first 3/4 inch, and can't go weiter because ein bolo yetsi mechaticha lachaticha b'lo yaretem, it's not going to go further. So you don't have to be mevatel anything. The only thing that's going from that 3/4 inch to the next 3/4 inch is its own tam. Its own tam is heter. We never said heter nepach liyasisa. Just a din and bitul shishim. The calculation of shishim should be made against the whole carrier. So that's the answer that's quoted in Yeridei. And Taisus proves it. Taisus later has it in this quote in Shulchan Aruch. You salt flesh, so the salt is going to absorb a lot of dam. So the salt is treif. So let's say later on, this salt that absorbed a lot of dam falls into a pot of soup. Now, salt is... Salt does not become batal b'shishim. Salt is avida l'tayma. If you have 5 specks of salt, you have 10 specks of salt and a big bowl of soup, you're going to taste the salt. It's going to be very salty. It's not going to help that you have shishim in there. So Tosis says, what's it then? You salted flesh, and the salt absorbed all of the dam, melacha balomi dam, and then the salt falls into a big pot of soup, and the soup is now very salty. But you have shishim against all the salt. So Tosis says the salt is batal b'shishim. But you say chaticha atzmanasas nevela, the salt became treif, and salt is melech zavira l'taima, so the shishim doesn't help. So Tosis says no, there was such a shita. This is machlokes the Rabbein Tam and the Rashbam. They were two brothers. Rashbam is the older brother. Rabbein Tam is the younger brother. Both grandchildren are Rashi. The Rashbam learned with Rashi. That's why the Rashbam really disagrees with Rashi. Rabbein Tam was a younger grandchild. He played with his grandfather, but he never learned by the grandfather. So he always disagrees with Rashi. He he overturns Rashi's shita all the time, but the Rashbam never does. So here we pass like this Tosis that Melech Habalua Midam, if the salt absorbed all the dam and then the Melech falls into a pot of soup, if you have shishim against the Melech Shem, because it's not a din Chaticha Atzman Asis Nevel, not to be taken literally that the Heter Nepach Liasisa. It's not true. The Heter remains Heter. It's just a din. When you calculate shishim, you have to calculate the shishim connected the carrier of the Issa.
Like
Basa B'chalav,
is it also...
No, Basa B'chalav, the din of Chaticha Nasa is a din deris. It's later on the Kukhes, the Machlegis HaTanoim, where they say Chaticha Nasa Nevela by Basa B'chalav. The original din of Chaticha Nasa Nevela by Basa B'chalav. That's the following Machlegis. Let's say I'm cooking flesh. Let's say Minatoria, chicken and milk is only Basa B'chalav. Rabbanu, flesh and milk is Basa B'chalav deris. You're cooking flesh, and you pour it in milk, and you don't have shishim against the flesh, in the flesh against the milk. And when you eat the meat, you can taste that it has a milky flavor. But you know what proportion it is. Let's say one-tenth of the whole volume of the whole thing. It's 90% is flesh and 10% is milk. So it's clearly going to have nesinas tam. So then, so the whole thing is awesome. So then let's say I pour out all of the liquid, I'm just left with the flesh, and then I pour in a lot of water, and I cook the flesh again. So I cook the flesh again, so all of the milk, much of the milk that's in the flesh is going to go out into the water. I spill out all the water, and then I pour in water again. And I cook the flesh. I keep on cooking the flesh in water, and all of the milk is going to be washed out. You're going to have a little bit of milk left at the end of the day, because the Ramban has the expression "Ein hagola ba'ichlan," when you have a treif of pot and you do hagola, so the halacha says you have the right to assume as if all the treif of bliya comes out. But if you have a treif of piece of flesh, you have no right to assume yesh hagola ba'ichlan that all of the milk is going to come out. So the stomach, a little bit of milk will remain behind. But by the time I keep on washing out, I keep on flushing out all of the milk in the flesh. Initially, I didn't have shishim in the flesh against the milk. Now I keep on washing the flesh, flushing out all of the milk from the flesh. Now for sure I have shishim in the flesh against the milk. So that's a machlokes hatanayim, where they say chaticha nasis nevela. Since at one moment it became basa b'chalav, so heta nepach liyasis. It became basa b'chalav, it's also liyanon boy. That remains straight.
Even Rabbi
Ephraim disagrees with the whole Rabbi Natam, where they say chaticha nasis nevela b'shari surif. Most of the Rishonim say you don't say chaticha nasis nevela b'shari surif. So the Mechaber Paschal is like the Rabbein Ephraim, like most of the Shem. Chaticha Nas Leil only applies to Basa B'cholav. And the Ramah is Machmer for Ashkenazim. That's the Shaila that comes up most often. From all the issues that come up in Yeriday, that's the Shaila that comes up most often. In industrial kashrus, it comes up. Because they have many different ingredients. So they mix in ingredient number one and number two. One of them is treif, and you don't have shishim. By the time you mix the whole thing, they don't throw all the 35 ingredients in at one time. They mix two ingredients together, so you don't have shishim against the treifus. And now you have to have shishim keneged the whole tarubis. So a lot of times you don't have shishim keneged the whole tarubis. So according to the Ramah, many things are treif. According to the Sfaradim, all these many things are kosher, because chaticha nasanel only applies to basam b'cholav, doesn't apply to sharisur. And we don't pass like that. That's later. That's on Daf Kuf, Rabbi Ephraim's opinion.
Shachter?
Yeah.
But what about if something was Basar B'chalav and Basar, but then it was Nifsal Me'achila, and then it became, let's say, ingredient 1 and 2 made it Basar B'chalav. Then I put in ingredient 3, it made it Nifsal Me'achila. Then I put in ingredient 4, 5, 6, or whatever, and now it's an edible product. It doesn't taste anything like the individual ingredients, but it's an edible product. Would it be
mutar
because once it goes through
Nifsal Me'achila? We have a din that Nevela, Sheinu Ruy Lager, it says in the Chumash, Lo Sechel Kol Nevela. So what do you do with it? Lager Shabashachet Titnana Bachola. Give it to a Ger Toshav, a real Ger, a convert, has to observe Kashrut. A convert can't eat the Nevela. But if you have a Ger Toshav means a non Jew who committed himself to observe the Shem and Mitzvahs B'nerech, but he's not going to observe more than that. So they're probably not going to like him. The Goyim are not going to like him. Why he came to the Bezdin why he committed himself, why he pledged to observe all the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Ninoach. So we have to be kind to him. So it says there's a mitzvah to give him tzedakah. Mitzvah l'hachayosa, to give him tzedakah. So it says, like, Ereshav Shachet Nele, give him the nevela. So the Gemara learns that from that pasuk. There's Machlegs HaTanoim. We follow the opinion, Machlegs HaButa, Reb Shimon. We follow the opinion of the Tana, Nevela Haruya Lager Krui, Nevela Sheinu Krui Lager, Nevela Sheinu Ruya Lager Eina Krui Nevela. Nevela only is Osir if it's edible, if it's Ruya Lachila Sodom. Once it's Nisam Achila Sodom, it's Mutter. So the first question is, does that only apply to Macholas Asuras? Does it even apply to Yisuri HaNoah? So we assume by Yisuri HaNoah, once the thing becomes Asab HaNoah, it doesn't help if it's Nifsam Achila. You can still get HaNoah from it. If you have Basa B'chalav D'Rabbanon, you cook chicken and milk, so it's only Asar B'chila D'Rabbanon, it's not D'Raisa. So it's, we learned the Mishnais, we learned Kolabasa. So it's muta to cook it. That's a fellow's a chef in a trefer restaurant. So he's permitted to cook chicken and milk. Basa b'chalav rabbanon, chicken and milk is also b'achila. It's muta b'bishul and it's muta b'hanon. But if he cooked flesh with milk, so there are three sermons. It's an isa bishul, it's an isa achila, and it's an isa hanon. So let's say I cooked flesh with milk and it's basa b'chalav derais and it's also b'hanon. So what does it help that it's nifsa achila sadam, but it's also b'hanon already? If it would only have been also b'achila, someone nifs and b'achila, so there's no Yisr achila. Yisr achila is paka. But if it's b'achila b'chalav, derais, it's also b'anah, then nifs and b'achila does not. So let's give a different case. Your case, instead of saying flesh with milk, you cook chicken with milk. So it's only b'achila b'chalav rabbanon, it's also b'achila mut b'anah. So then, oh, it's a bad example, it's only the rabbanon. So let's say a nevela. Okay, let's say you had nevela. And it became, you mixed something in, you made it nifs and b'achila sodom. Then you mix something else in, and now it's roi l'achila sodom. So that's a big machlokes achrenim. The Chavos Das is a sefer on Yerideya by the author of the Nesivos. He's very strong. On Yerideya, he wrote the Chavos Das, and Achash Mishpat, he wrote the Nesivos HaMishpat. So the Chavos Das is of the opinion, he has a hold of a Torah and a Rambam, that once it became muta b'achila, it can't become choyz v'niya. Once it nifs m'achila sodom, it's mutter. So it doesn't matter what happens later on. Many Achranim disagree. But it could well be, this is shtick that they do in the United States, when you bring in alcohol to America, so if it's Roy Lachila, if it's schnapps, so there's a big tax. If it's poisonous, it's not Roy Lachila, it's alcohol for medical purposes, then you don't have a tax. So what they do is they bring in schnapps and they put in poison, and they don't pay the tax, and then after they bring it in, then they take out the poison. So the shaila is, if you have, and then kashrus, this happens a lot, in the food production happens a lot. You have tray for food, and then you mix in an ingredient first in the process of preparing it, you mix in an ingredient and made a nifsa machila, and then you mix in another ingredient and it makes it roi lachila again. So it could well be that even the nesivus, even the Chavos Das, who says, that once a nifs machila is had to gomer, it can't be choyz v'niya. Could be he would agree by the shtick that they do by the schnapps. They put in poison, and then when they bring in it to the country, they don't pay the tax, and they take out the poison. So you're back where you started, exactly in the same place where you started. Could be that even the nesivus would agree over there that it is choyz v'niya. The nesivus only means if you put in one ingredient, it made a nifs machila. Then you put in a different ingredient, made it roi lachila, but you moved on to a different stage. It's not that it reverted back to the original stage where you started originally. Could be if you revert back to the original, even the Chavos Das would agree that it should be us. That's what we assume. That if it reverts back to the original stage, even the Chavos Das agrees that it does become us. But it moves on to a new stage, then it's a machlik, it's the Chavos Das, another poskim. So this is all Yerideya. This is all Yerideya. So again, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan sounds like he paskin on the exact same shaila of Rav Huna, the same words, Gidish Tzola Bechelvoy. Rav Huna says, Osalech Afilo Meira Eshoznoi. Rabbi Yochanan says, you may eat it. So Mam is the exact same case, they disagree. The Gemara says, they don't disagree. Rav Huna is talking about Chelev, Shiny Chelev de Mefafeh, because Chelev has Shamnunis, so it'll travel. Mm-hmm. More than a kadei netila, more than a kadei klipa, it will travel more than 3/4 inch. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case of ukkach hashava. It was a skinny malink of a gedi, and it was undernourished, and the chaylev was not, had no shamnunis to it, and so it only travels it only travels 3/4 of an inch in shine. Then the Gemara says, Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar, it's in Gansan a different version. It wasn't Gedisa Tzala B'chalvi. The Maisa Shohei was Kulya B'chal B'chalvi, the Kloyas are the kidneys. So the Torah says the Chelev HaKloyas is also, not all Chelev is also in the animal. When we eat meat, a lot of times you have a lot of Chelev there, but that Chelev is called Shuman. The Chelev that's kosher we call Shuman. The Chelev that's also we call it Chelev. So the Gemara has an Eilu Treifus, a description of how do you know which chaylev is treif and which chaylev is kosher. It's a different kind of chaylev. So the Gemara says, the Maisa Shahaya, you said it all wrong. It was not Gedisha Tzolah B'chavah. Here, the second line from the top. The Gemara said, the Maisa happened in Eretz Yisrael, in the village, Kedishtin the Ma'on. It was a Gedisha Tzolah B'chavah. Rabbi Yechanan says, Mutter. You just can't eat the first 3/4 of an inch next to the chaylev, and the rest is bedikani. So this samur, Rav Huna bar Yehuda, says not true. That's not what happened. It was a kulya bechelva, not a gedi bechelva. And the kulya, the chaylev akulvi, has a membrane around it, so the chaylev is not going to travel further. But if you have just an animal, a gedi, it's all a bechelvai. So there's no membrane to separate the chaylev from the rest of the animal. Then it's going to travel the whole distance. So he says the story with Rav Yehuda was a different case, not at all the same case. Not at all similar to the case of Rav Huna. That was a kulya b'chal ba'avya. V'sharia, why? Because it has a krum to be mafsik. Rav bar Avadu Haman Gansan, a different version, totally different version. It wasn't a gedi, it wasn't a kulya. It was killed by the ilfis avi, killed by satrei for fish. Many fish are not kosher. They were kosher fish, non-kosher fish. If it has fins and scales, it's kosher. It does not have scales and it's treif. So as a ma'aser shahaya kilbis be'ilf asave, they cooked the treif of fish and a pot together with many other fish. V'aser shaylu le Rabbi Yechanan, they came to ask Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, "Gansan a different story." V'amar lahu le tamik feil aramo leda goyish shef. They took out the treif of fish. They can identify which, and they took it out and they gave it to the dog to eat. They gave it to the next and they gave it to the goy. Now the shaila is, did it succeed in giving in the sinas tam and the rest of the fish? So we always say, calculate shishim, do you have shishim or not? But really, you don't always need shishim. Sometimes, even if you have less than shishim, it will not succeed in giving in the sinas tam and the whole taruva. So Rabbi Yechanan gezak, letamik feil aramo, let a goy, aramo means a goy. Let a kfeila means an expert chef. Give it to a chef who is not Jewish. You can't have a Jew taste it. Make turn out that hasn't seen a stam of the treif of fish, and all the fish is treif. So he said, let a goyish expert taste it, and we will trust him. He will tell us whether it hasn't seen a stam. So if the goy tells us it doesn't have any seen a stam, then we will be allowed to eat it, even though you don't have shishim. Even though you don't have shishim.
You taste it and spit it out, or the Jewish is a goy.
Right, we don't permit a Jew to taste it, even if he's going to spit it out. Yeah, you're not allowed to. The Gemara says, Matemes is mutter on a tainis yochid. A person, let's say, has yahrzeit, so he takes a neder, he's going to fast on the yahrzeit, or whatever. He's nervous about something, wants to do tshuva, so he says he's mekabel tainis. So the Gemara has a suffix in broches, ayeshe betainis. So he took a neder. So there's a cloud in the dorm. What's included in the neder depends what language did he say. Did he speak in Yiddish? Did he speak in Hebrew? Did he speak in modern Hebrew? Did he speak in biblical Hebrew? Did he speak in Aramaic Hebrew? What language did he say? What's the connotation of the words that he said? So the Mishnahs have a lot of dinim and Shulchan Aruch. Everything is different today. Whatever it says in the Mishnah is not necessarily, that's not the way people speak today. That's an old kind of Hebrew. Everything is different. So the Gemara has a suffix. The guy took a neder to fast, and then he's a chef. Let's say it's a woman, and she doesn't remember if she put in salt in the soup. So she wants to taste the soup and then spit it out. So the Gemara has a suffix. Is that should as achila shtiya kabel alay tim alay kav alay? He never v'nedarim hachaloch aloch achalosh mani adam. What's included in the neder depends in losh mani adam. What's included? So the Gemara has a suffix. Is it included? The Gemara says no. It's mutter. Achilah is also about te'ima, to taste it and to spit it out is mutter. So Tosfos says, "Anad Gemara and Brachas Daf Yud Zayin." That's only because it's a neder b'nedarim halach achaloshem liyodam, a tainus yachid that the person was mekabel a neder tainus. But if it's a tainus hakosuv, a tainus that says in Shulchan Aruch, Tanya says in Tanakh, you have to fast on Tisha B'Av and Asar B'Teves and so on. So that doesn't depend on what you are Makabal, that's not your Kabbalah's Neder. So or let's say, I'm a wine taster. That's what I do for a living. I taste wine to say, Mevinas, how good it is. I taste wine for the government to decide how much tax you have to charge or whatever. That person, that's what he does. So to taste trade for food and to spit it out, that's not allowed. We only allow to ima when it's a neder tainus, and we say that was never included in the neder. B'nedorim halocha haloshim b'niyodim was never included. But if it's tainus aksuvim, a tainus in Tanakh, a tainus in Shulchanot, that he wasn't mekabel, or it's a, let's say, a person goes to the dentist on Pesach and they tell you to rinse out with some kind of stuff, and the thing they're rinsing out with is chametz stick, or it's treif, all year long it's treif. So then you're not allowed to taste it, even if you plan to spit it out. Unless the thing is not royal achila. Let's say I have some treif food that's not royal achila. I have a salami that was out of the refrigerator for a whole month, and it's rotten, it's spoiled, and I sit and I eat it. So that's a machlokes, the Rosh and the Ramban. So we pass from the Shulchan Aruch like the Rosh, that it's also with the Ramban. If you sit and you eat it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it is royal achila. So that's a chumra with the Ramban. It's not also min haTorah. Min haTorah says since the roy ben yodam, it's not royal achila, so it's a muta. But with the Ramban, we say it's also. So that's, or let's say you have a drink. Let's say you have what do they call it? Listerine, the old Listerine that tasted awful. So you have Listerine, it's not royal achila. So if a person is thirsty and he wants to have a drink of Listerine, I'm sure. So if he wants to drink it, I don't know if Listerine is treif. But let's say if the Listerine is treif, well, let's say on Yom Kippur. So he wants to drink Listerine on Yom Kippur, he's thirsty and he wants to drink it. So that's awesome of the Rabbanim because of Achshavei. But let's say he wants to rinse his mouth out on Yom Kippur. He's not interested in swallowing anything. But we usually don't allow you to taste something and to spit it out because he's probably going to swallow some of it. There's a likelihood he may swallow some of it. So over here, if the thing is not royal achila, he's not interested in swallowing it. So that whole chumra doesn't apply. Actually, only applies if you drink it or you eat it. You're interested in eating it. You're interested in drinking it. But if you're rinsing your mouth out and you're spitting it out, and the thing is not royal achila, then you don't say achshavei. Then you don't say that it's also to rinse it.
So on Yom Kippur, you'd be able to do that?
Yeah, on Yom Kippur, you'd be allowed to rinse your mouth out with Listerine. So Moshe Feinstein had a big chiddush that the classical poskim hold is not correct. He held that just like you're not allowed to wash your body on the outside, the chamisha inuim on Yom Kippur, achila shti is one, but rechitza, you're not allowed to wash your body, so you're not allowed to wash the inside of your mouth either. It's rechitza. So they printed this, they printed up Hanhagas from Moshe. So on the bottom of the page they wrote that the classical poskim of Shulchan Aruch seem not to assume like that. They seem to assume the Issur Rechitza is only to wash the outside of the body, but to rinse out the mouth would be mutter, but to rinse out with water you're not allowed to because you may swallow some of the water. But if the water is not royal achila, you're not interested in swallowing it, even if you do swallow, you can't say Achshavei, said that would be mutter. And Moshe came up with a new chiddush that you're not allowed to.
For the Shah Tanesim, when the Malcolm that you have to be Makabal because we're not the Tsar, it wouldn't be the Kabbalah of Lashon B'nei Adam, but rather the Kabbalah of Olukha Yisol before Tima would be us, sir?
What if a person, strictly speaking, doesn't have to fast?
No, let's say a Shah Tanesim, some Hamishi, when it's not, when you don't have to fast because we're not the Malcolm Tsar. So you only Makabal to fast.
Mikra Din, we don't have to fast now on Asar B'Teves because there's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's no open persecution against the Jews here in America. Mikra Din, you don't have to fast. But Tosfos quotes from the Olam Rishon quotes from the Sefer Halachos Gedolos, Kfar Shaviu Alai Chayla. Klal Yisrael has already accepted it that we don't eat.
And what does that mean? That we're all Mekabel and not Mekabel, or so?
That's a big machlekes. What does that mean? So Rabbi Yosef Kara says that the Shabbos before Asar B'Teves ensure they have to make an announcement that like the Shabbos B'Shenim HaChemishim B'Shenim, make an announcement that we give a bracha to all those who fast, then everybody says Amen. So those who plan to fast on Bahab, so they say Amen a couple of times, and those who don't plan to fast on Bahab, so they say Amen, a blessing on your head, a blessing on the head of the people who do plan to fast. So the Shabbos before Asar B'Teves, it's not optional, it's not Kvasha Yerolai Chayva means that the minig is that everybody's Mekabal.
So
they say a Misha Derech and Shul, and everybody says Amen, and everybody has mind that they're Mekabal Tainus.
Is that a Kabbalah that they would be Halacha Shulash Menadim, or no? That would be a Kabbalah of what the Tzibur would be doing, therefore you would not be allowed to Ema.
Yeah, that's. No, the Mechaba Takan says, the Mechaba Lashitosa says that it's mutter, te'ima is mutter on the other Tanais.
Because it's a Kabbalah and Halal
and the Ramos says you don't have to announce it on the Shabbos before. Kvashavala Yachava means that you're mechayiv to fast. Mitab minig you're mechayiv to fast. Not that the minig is that you're mekabel tainus. So the Ramos, the Shitasa says that te'ima is osa. That's taka the Shitasa. Chava says you need a Kabbalah. So the Kabbalah depends on Lashem Le'adam. So it doesn't include the te'ima. And the Rama says, you don't need Kabbalah, so the Shitasa, he writes that Te'ima is Asa. That's Taka Machlekes, the Mechaber and the Rama. And Tisha B'Av, Te'ima would be Asa, because on Tisha B'Av, even the Mechaber agrees that you don't need Kabbalah, so Titus. So Rabbi Yechani came up with this Chiddush.
He says also then on Tanis Esther and Tisha B'Av, there's no
Kabbalah. Right, he says there are three Tanesin, Aleph Chaf Pe'ikaf Aleph Pi. He says there are three Tanesin that you don't have to have a Kabbalah Tainus in advance. One is Tisha B'Av
and
Tainus Esther and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also. Those are the three. Yeah. All the other, let's say, Achasen wants to fast the wedding, so then Achredim say should really be Mekabel Tainus before. If he's not Mekabel Tainus, then what is he fasting about? Should really be Mekabel Tainus before. So the Gemara is going to continue to discuss this, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says the Nochri is Bagloipt, the Kfela Aramo, the non-Jewish chef, is believed. He has no manus to say that he doesn't taste any treifus in the food, and even though you don't have shishim, you can rely on him. So Rabbi picks it up. Rabbi's in a later generation. Rabbi says, "Well, that's a big chiddush." But Rabbi Yechanan said that we trust the Kfela Aramo. That's going to be a big discussion in the other day. Why is it so? Okay, so Belinet will have to save it. But next week I'm not going to be here. I'm leaving Eretz Yisrael soon tonight, so next week I'll be away, and the week after we'll continue. Yeah. And the end of Chumash Bereishis, Parshas Vayechi, so you have Yaakov Avinu is giving all the brachas to the children. So the pasuk says that he asks his children, they should all gather together. He asks be'agir lechem eshashikra eschem be'achris hayamim. He wants to tell them about when Mashiach is going to come. Achris Hayamim is the Gula Hasida. He quotes Vishimu Ben Yaakov Vishimu Yisrael Avichem. He asks Vagil Lechem Eshashikir Eschem Achris Hayam. So then the Gemara fills in the missing part of the story. This Talke Emeni Rocha Kodesh. He forgot what he wanted to say. So he thought maybe the children are not roy to hear. Maybe the children are not roy. Why they're not roy? How many mitzvahs do they have that they have to observe? All the boys had a bris milah. He was the father he knew. No one was married to a non-Jewish girl. They didn't have to add Sheva Mitzvahs B'ninach, and over and above Sheva Mitzvahs, they only had Ginanosha. He didn't think anybody was, who wants to eat Ginanosha? It doesn't taste good anyway. Eitzu. No one's eating Ginanosha. They all had a bris milah. No one was intermarried. And they were all Zionists. That was part of the religion at that time, that Eretz Yisrael is the national homeland. So the only thing he didn't know was that they have a emunah in Hashem. Maybe someone doesn't have emunah. Liyas l'chol l'kim l'zarach acharecha. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu in the mitzvah of Mila. He gave Eretz Yisrael at the occasion, and he told him, you shouldn't intermarry l'zarach acharecha, zarach miyuchah, zacharov. If you marry a nochris, the children won't be Jewish, and they have to have emunah. So everything they were observing, he just didn't know. Maybe they didn't have emunah. So he said to the children, Shema Yesh Benechem Psul. Maybe there's a reason why Nistalka Emen Roch HaKadosh. So they all said that. Shema Yisrael Shema Ken Hashem Echad. We all believe in the same Amunah that you believe in. There's nothing wrong. So then he realized it's not that Yesh Benechem Psul, but it's rather that the Zman of the Gula Asid is supposed to be one of the things that Mar said Msochim, that even if a person knows Roch HaKadosh when it's going to be, he's not supposed to be Megala. Not supposed to reveal it to the children. So then he gave them brachas instead. So Yaakov Avinu was so excited when all the children told him, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he's jumping from joy and clapping his hands and he screams out, Baruch Shem Kohen Malchus Eliyom V'Eh. Blessed be Hashem that my children are all Maminim and everybody's 100% Jew. They all observe the whole religion. So the Gemara says, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Chumash Dvarim, you have the Parsha, Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken, Shem Echad, the Baruch Hu did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu to put in that line, Baruch Shem Kvoi Mechus Al Yonvot. So therefore, when we recite Kriya Shema, so we don't say it out loud, we say it Balachash. And Yom Kippur, the meaning is that we say it out loud. So why is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu not to put it into the Chumash. Why not? If that was the reaction of the Yankov Avinu when the children said Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken Shema Echad, so why isn't it worthy of being recorded in the Chumash? And why on Yom Kippur you do say it out loud? So the Nesivus has in his Sefer on Chumash. Nesivus was a rabbi, so he gave sermons. So he wrote up some of the drushes that he said in Shul Nachlas Yaakov, his name of the Sefer. So he says, in the days of Yaakov Avinu, the religion consisted of very few mitzvahs. You had seven mitzvahs b'nerach, then you had bris milah, intermarriage, emuna, and Zionism. That's the whole religion. Lias l'chol alikim, emuna, l'zar chachrecha, not to marry a nochris, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave merit to Israel, so we should all be Zionists. So Yaakov Avinu is jumping from joy. His children have all the four mitzvahs in Shai. But by the time Moshe Rabbeinu was told to record the Shema Yisrael and the Chumash, so there's a whole story of 613 mitzvahs. So what does it help that the guy is a Jew at heart? He believes in God. But what about all the other mitzvahs? What about Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpoch and Tzitzis and Tefillin and Davening and Krishna? There's so many other mitzvahs that he doesn't keep. So we don't jump from joy when a person's going to react and say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. He believes in God. He believes in only one God. He's a Jew at heart, but he's missing some of the other mitzvahs. But once a year, on Yom Kippur, so we say Balachash, because that was the reaction that Yaakov Avinu had when the children said Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, that we say Balachash. On Yom Kippur, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us a break, to forgive us for our averes. So then we say, because Ram, we say, Rabbanu Shel Olam, if he would have lived in the days of the Avos, this would have been 100% Jewish. A person that said Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, and he has a bris milah and he's a big Zionist and he's not intermarried. So it's 100% Shmiras HaMitzvahs. So give us a Mechilas HaBoinus on the level of the Judaism in the days of the Avos. That was 100% religious observance. That's what the Nesiva suggests. Why all year long we don't say the Kovram? I think the Marsha says that. Because in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu you had the rest of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So you don't jump from joy. But on Yom Kippur, that's when the Nesivah says, on Yom Kippur, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis on us, on the level of Kedushis Yisrael, the days of the Avos, that would have been a perfect observant Jew.
How we assume that the Shatim, who kind of tire even Kedushim,
yeah, as an Eidim Mitzvah, yes.
Right, so...
But still, on this occasion, they only said Hashem Echad, they only said that they believe in Emunah. Yeah.
You can talk to Dr. Zatz now.
Dr. Zatz.